From WCBU, Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois, joining you at home as we continue to shelter in place. Today you'll hear from William Butler, Executive Director of the Contemporary Arts Center. He's here to talk more about the two exhibits that continue to be on display at the CAC and how the public can still view and purchase art during this time. William, thank you so much for joining me again on the show.
Thanks for having me on the show, Jen.
So let's talk first about the Chow Artists Group exhibition. And this is really awesome because when you walk into the room, you really get, at a glance, such a sense of the scope and the breadth of the artist community in Central Illinois. You have everything from sculpture to paintings to photography to mixed media, all sorts of different works. Can you kind of walk us through some of the variety of the artists that are a part of Chow?
Yeah, well, you said it. Everybody has a different approach, and so there's incredible variety in the show. And that's what, it's always great to see a group show. Probably people's most popular shows are the group shows because they can find something that they like in there. They might, you know, if you have a solo show and somebody doesn't like the particular artist's work, well then, you know, then it's over with. But a group show, you can generally find lots of things that you like.
Yeah. You've also said that you've gotten a chance to sell some pieces from the exhibit, which is fantastic for the artists and for the center. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, we always try to sell artwork, and there's nothing more difficult to sell than artwork, I have to say. But I didn't expect to be able to sell any things during the pandemic, but people have still wanted to buy art. So we have promoted it on social media, and people have seen it on there and wanted to get things. And also on our emails, this last week, we put up Barb and Ken Hoffman's pieces that just came to the show because they had just returned from Florida. And I said, hey, put something in the show. So they brought something in, and we promoted it on the email. And the very next day, someone contacted us and said they wanted to purchase them. So that was the fifth pieces that we sold from the Chow show so far.
On the third floor of the Contemporary Art Center, you have an exhibit by Janice Mars Wunderlich that is just eye-popping and really, really beautiful. Can you tell us a little bit about her style and her approach?
Janice's sculptures are intricate and in their color and in their design, and they are about the really big themes of life. Creation, death, and a lot of it's about giving birth mm-hmm. to babies and nursing babies and caring for families, and they show not only the beautiful side of that, but also the dark side of it. And you as a mother would probably appreciate how that can take place. You can feel both great joy and great sorrow almost simultaneously, right?
Yes. I thought, you know, viewing her works, it just struck me so much that she was able to capture both the whimsy and the lighthearted levity of working, you know, having kids and being in that role, but also, yes, the supreme darkness and chaos that comes with it as well. And to do all of that in the form of ceramic work was really mind-boggling to me. And mm-hmm. you were saying that there really is quite a bit of layers to the process for her to create these very intricate fired works. And sometimes it involves multiple times going into the kiln, correct?
Right. Yeah, they're fired multiple times because her color is so complex. That's the reason why we need to do that. And also probably just because the sculptures themselves are so complex. I'm not an expert on such ceramic firings and everything, but I can say that anyone could just look at them and realize they are really difficult to make. One of the ones she made actually built it inside the kiln because it was so complicated. So you just have to come see them. They're just incredible.
And you were saying you know Janice personally, obviously. You've curated the show, and she has eight children herself.
She does. Yeah.
So this is all coming from personal experience.
They really are very personal pieces of artwork, as I think all artwork is. But hers are especially all about being a mother. And but she's also bringing into these ideas of fertility, sexuality, gender, nurturing relationships, all those things. She's also bringing in these fantastical elements of humans and animals interacting and complex narratives. There's all kinds of weirdness happening too. And so they're incredibly creative, and they're not just about motherhood. They just encompass multiple themes all at once. They're fascinating and dreamlike in their scope.
Now, you were saying to me earlier that another unique facet of her artwork is that she can work not only in the three-dimensional realm, but also in the two-dimensional realm with some consistency.
Right. Yeah, that's really rare for an artist to be able to do both worlds and do it so well. And she's doing printmaking and showing her paintings for the very first time. And really amazing painter right from the get-go, which really makes me sick to think that she just suddenly is a great painter, you know. But she's real humble. She would not even, you know, say that she's even good at it. She's very insecure about it. I'm like, why? So they're amazing, gorgeous paintings. She's coloring them in the same way and approaching them in the same way that she would with her sculpture. So that's why they have a very consistent look about them. The mark making she's using on the sculpture is very similar to the mark making on her printmaking, as well as the paintings. And her colors that she chooses are very consistent. The whole show goes together really well. The sculptures and the paintings, that you can tell they're all from the same artist. And so it's really a great it's a great exhibit, and it's something I want to share with everybody. Anybody who wants to come see the exhibits can make an appointment, call, or email us. And let us know that you'd like to come, and we will stay socially distant, and we ask you to wear a mask while you're here, and you can come and look at the exhibits, and you'll literally be all by yourself in the big gallery. So
that was William Butler of the Contemporary Art Center. You can learn more about the Chow Artists Group exhibition and the works of Janice Mars Wunderlich by visiting PeoriaCAC.org or by finding them on Facebook. To learn more about this and all upcoming arts performances and activities and online events, visit artspartners.net and subscribe for our weekly e-blast. William, thank you so much for joining us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to a special at-home edition of Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.